Just as urges, cravings are a normal part of recovery, so too are lapses. The difference is that if you manage the urge, it's seen as a success. And if you lapse, it's seen as something other than success. Lapse is almost always unwanted and can, if you allow it, become very demotivating. My view is that the only lapse that really is a failure is the one that makes you give up, sink back into the addictive behaviour and stay stuck in your old model of the world. And even that isn't really a failure. It's a sign that you aren't ready, that something is missing, and that your time will come. When it comes to learning from the lapse, you need to assess it in exactly the same way as an urge. The first is the physical craving. The urge to use can come upon us when our bodies start to tell us that it wants the substance or the kick from the addictive behaviour. Learn how that manifests itself in you. What physical markers do you get? And the second is the mental process that takes place. What is going on inside your head when you feel an urge? What do you say to yourself? What exact words do you use? On this occasion, you need to note the reasons for the pattern interrupt not working, or your reasons for not even attempting to interrupt the pattern. What was different? Note what you were doing, thinking, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling, when the chain of events which led to the lapse started. A lapse means that you were unable to surf the urge on this occasion. What matters now is what you take away, what you learn, and what you realise that you can do differently if the need arises again. Learning from the lapse for a better next time is a skill to master, and you know that you can master the skill.